Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. Before I begin sharing what the Lord's placed on my heart, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to minister to the hearts of your people that are listening. And Lord, that we will be able to not just hear the word of the Lord, but we will be able to do it, Lord. Faith without works is dead. And when the word tells us to do something, Lord, we desire to walk in obedience. And so, Father, those who may be downhearted, cast down, oppressed, not feeling well, Lord, I just thank you that through the word of the Lord, you will minister to them, meet their needs, Lord, encourage their hearts, touch them, bless them, and let them know that they are in the very palms of your hands. And Lord, that you are in control. Nothing happens, Lord, that you are not fully aware of. And Lord, you allow nothing to come to us, but you will make a way of escape. You won't allow us to be tested above what we're able. So thank you for that compassion and love that you have for your people, Lord. And bless our time together now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I would like to share a message the Lord has given me from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And this is an episode in the life of David. And there is much, you know, much of the word is devoted to how he was anointed even as a young boy, and how God dealt with him, how God was with him as he grew and slew the giant Goliath, and as he became a warrior for Saul, and all the years that followed that, the times he was running from his master who was attempting to kill him. We can learn a lot from the lessons of David. And so we're going to be looking at the 30th chapter, but I'd like to give you the background of the three preceding chapters. And let me just turn to 1 Samuel 27 and 1. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hands. And David arose, verse 2, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maoch, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household. So at this point in time, we see that David was sorely persecuted by Saul, and so he joined himself with Achish, the king of Gath. He was there 1 month and, 1 year and 4 months. And he asked for a town in the country rather than refuge in the royal city. And so the king of Gath gave him Ziklag, the little town. And what we see as we approach chapter 30, well, I'll read just a portion of 29. The Philistines gathered themselves together, all their armies, to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed on in the rearward with Achish. Then said the princes of the Philistines, what do these Hebrews here? And Achish said unto the princes of the Philistines, Is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which hath been with me these days or these years? And I have found no fault in him since he fell unto me unto this day. And the princes of the Philistines were wroth with him. And the princes of the Philistines said unto him, Make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place which thou hast appointed him. And let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be with the heads of these men? And so I could read more, but that's sufficient to give you a picture that the Philistine lords were not happy at all with the presence of David. Even though they knew of his renown, they questioned his loyalty. And so basically, when they gathered together, in spite of Achish's protestations, they were afraid that in the heat of battle, David would go over to his master. And so he was made to return with his men to Ziklag. So let's now start sharing in the 30th chapter. I'll read verses 1 through 5. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam and Jezreel, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. So what do we see here? We see that while they were attempting to encourage Achish, they were attempting to join their forces with him, they were refused and they had to go back to the town. But while they were gone, this terrible crisis happened. And now I want to read verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. Listen to this. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's what I want to share with you these next few days, how we can encourage ourselves in the Lord. And as I was reflecting on this passage of Scripture, the Lord quickened three things to me that I'd like to share with you. And you may be in a place right now that you feel very discouraged. You might feel you're all alone and there's no one that really cares or even really understands. Oh, you know, the Lord does. But that sense of isolation, that sense of discouragement and defeat is almost overwhelming. Well, just let's relate to how David felt. Here he was, their leader. He had proved himself in battle many times. They had done what they felt was the right thing. They came back, and everything they owned was gone. Their loved ones. I mean, you can replace material things, but how can you replace family? How can you replace loved ones? And because the men were so upset, they wanted to stone David. Why? Because they blamed David. Now, let me just talk for a moment about his men that were with him. In chapter 22, it says that a small army gathered at the cave of Adullam, his brethren, his father's house, everyone that was in distress, in debt, discontented. It says he gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. Now, let me turn to 1 Chronicles 12 and 18. In fact, I'll start with 16. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And David went out to meet them and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there's no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace, peace be unto thee, and for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. These basically were David's mighty men of valor who stayed with him through the course of his ministry, of the time that he was a king. So what was going on? These were strong, courageous men, but they were so undone, they were weeping. All of them were weeping until they had no more strength to weep, no more power to weep. That's what the word says. They were devastated. And they were so upset, they blamed David. So the first rule I'd like to share with you is don't look to others for encouragement. Instead of help, they just might stone you. David was being blamed for this tragedy. Obviously, if he was the leader that he should have been, if he was the man of God he was supposed to be, this never would have happened. He should have had the mind of the Lord. It obviously was some lack or some failure on his part and a very poor military decision that such a horrendous tragedy befell them all. And if God was really with David, there would have been divine protection and so on and so on. You can just fill in the narrative. You know, beloved, whatever your situation is, you might be held responsible. Others may misunderstand. Others may judge you, but God knows your heart. And so what's this resolution and resolution? Don't look to others for help, but go to God. That's what David did. And we're going to pick up tomorrow with verses 7 and 8, and we'll see what the Lord directed him to do. Thank you so much for joining me. I must bring this broadcast to a close. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate your prayer support and your faithful listening to the broadcast. Without your prayers and your financial help, we could not remain on this station. Thank you, UCM Partners. Thank you so much for your fellowship in the Spirit. In the moments that remain, the announcer will give our contact information. I urge you to write, share your prayer needs, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.